Wow, let us put our hands together for Jesus Christ. Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Wow, what a great privilege to be in the presence of God. The Bible says man's greatest privilege is to enjoy the presence of God. And I believe that accounts for the joy that you are expressing right now in His presence. Am I right? Let us put our hands together beautifully for Jesus. Thank you. You may be seated in His presence. Now, who can express this better than the psalmist himself? In that book of Psalm 84, verse 10, he says, "Better is one day in your presence than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of the wicked." Hallelujah. So I rejoice with you for being in His presence. Amen. Amen. Well, you are welcome once again in Jesus' name. Amen. Viewers out there, thank you very much for your time. And thank you for choosing to remain under the influence of this telecast, believing that distance is not a barrier. Indeed, distance is not a barrier to the move of God. So you are welcome. Please stay connected and be blessed as you watch in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Good morning, church. Well, my name is Joseph, and by the special grace of God, one of the evangelists under the ministry of my great mentor, Prophet T.B. Joshua. It gives me great joy to be in your presence to share with you the message of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Now, there is something that many people have not taken note of. I mean, did you know that there is something amazing about the nature of man which many people have not taken note of? And what is that thing? It is the fact that as long as a man lives, he never stops talking for a moment. Amen? As long as a man lives, he never stops what? He never stops talking for a moment. Even when he seems to be quiet, like as we are now, no lips moving, everyone is attentive, yet each and every one of us is saying something. What is the thought going on in your mind right now? Ask your neighbor, what is the thought going on in your mind right now? The Bible makes us to understand that whatever you are thinking in your mind right now, that is where your battle begins. Amen? Whatever is the thought going on in your mind right now, that is where what? That is where your battle begins. If I may ask someone, what are you thinking in your mind right now?
I'm thinking of my salvation.
You are thinking of your salvation. Thank you very much. Let's ask one of our mothers here. What are you thinking in your mind right now?
I'm thinking where I'll be on the last day.
You're thinking where you will be on the last day. Praise the Lord. The Bible makes us to understand that whatever you are thinking in your mind right now, that is where your battle begins. In case you don't know, there is definitely a war waging in every man's heart. A battle between two forces, positive and negative, good and evil, faith and doubt, belief and unbelief. This is what we call the battle of the age. And this is why the greatest battle takes place in our minds. How do we overcome this battle? This you will find out in the message we have this morning, titled, Capture Your Thoughts for the Glory of God. Tell your neighbor, capture your thoughts for the glory of God. Capture your thoughts for the glory of God. For a moment, let us rise up in His presence and glorify His holy name. Let us worship God Almighty in the beauty of His holiness as we sing this song. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone.
Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake. Lord, have your way. Lord, I give you.
Lord, I give you my heart.
I give you my soul.
I give you my soul.
Lord, I live for you alone.
I live for you.
Every breath that I take.
Every breath that I
every
take.
Every moment I'm away.
Every moment I'm away.
Lord, come and have your way. Desire to honor you, oh Lord, with all my heart, I worship
seated. Amen. Are you happy in His presence? Like I said earlier, whatever you are thinking in your mind right now, that is where your battle begins. What are you thinking in your mind right now? Someone is looking at me right now and saying, oh, look at what he's wearing. It's a beautiful suit. Oh, thank you very much. Someone is looking around the church auditorium right now and is saying to him or herself, so This is how the SCORN auditorium looks like. You are welcome to his presence. While someone is also saying right now, oh, I hope I did not forget to lock my gate at home. So you can see that every one of us is saying something. What are you saying right now in your heart? So, whether you are young or old, whether you are a man or you are a woman, there is something that is always talking within you. A voice that can hardly be heard. And that is our thoughts. Tell your neighbor, our thoughts. Our thoughts. So in our heart, we are constantly saying something. But don't forget, whatever you are thinking in your mind right now, that is where your battle what? That is where your battle begins. And once again, our message is titled, Capture Your Thoughts for the Glory of God. Please give me your attention for a moment. Because to rebuild you, we require your attention. Tell your neighbor, to rebuild you, we require your attention. Yes, to rebuild you, we require your attention. And more also, what we are about to talk about is something that is fundamental to our faith as Christians. So turn your Bible with me to the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Are you there? Are you there? Okay. I read. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Wow. Take note of the last phrase in that verse. If there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. So what does this mean to us as Christians? This simply means that as Christians, we are called to a lifestyle of positive faith. That is positive thinking, positive talking, and positive acting. Because the righteousness of God in the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ starts from the heart, in our thoughts. Therefore, every time you allow yourself to think positively and talk positively, you act positively. But on the contrary, sin is caused by negative thoughts, which are engineered by the devil. That is to say, the unrighteousness of Satan in the finished work, no, not finished work, only Jesus Christ finished the work. The unrighteousness of Satan in the mischievous works of demons or evil spirits also starts from the heart, in our thoughts. But as free moral agents that we are, remember, we are sometimes faced with the choice of whom to yield our mind to. I mean, sometimes we are stuck in between decision of who to yield our mind to. Is it to God or to Satan? But remember, our minds are not free. There is no neutral thoughts because there is no neutral kingdom. So our thoughts are either of faith or of doubt. Are you there with me? I can't hear you. Are you there with me? So if you check out your thinking, it's either of faith or of doubt. No neutral thought, because there is no neutral kingdom. Paul, the great apostle, faced a similar challenge in his time. And that was why he lamented in that book of Romans chapter 7, verse 15. I would like us to read that portion. Just turn your Bible with me to the book of Romans chapter 7, verse 15. A great apostle like Paul even faced similar challenge as we're facing today. Romans chapter 7, verse 15. I read, "For what I am doing..." You see, if you could picture the tone of Paul Apostle there, you would know how he felt. "For what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice. But what I hate, that I do." Can you see? That is, every time you are thinking or you plan to do something right, you plan to think right or say something right, you find something else contrary crossing your mind. Amen? Amen. Do you agree with me? Every time you are thinking of doing or thinking something right, you find something else contrary crossing your mind. That simply means that anything close to Jesus receives what? I can't hear you. Anything close to Jesus receives from Satan. Remember what our Father in the Lord, St. Prophet Yeshua, often tells us, that your coming here is not ordinary. If you are here for the first time, you will confirm what I'm saying. Your coming here is not what? You that you are here today for the first time, your coming here is not ordinary. Amen? Why is it not ordinary? Because the very moment you conceive that thought, "I want to go to SCORN," your battle begins. Amen? You begin to face challenges that you never expected. That shows anything close to Jesus, anything close to your solution, receives attacks. But we have to make the right choice. Amen? We have to do what? Yes, no matter the situation, we have to make the right choice. Because it is only making the right choice that can take us out to a place of victory in this unending spiritual warfare. Did you hear me clearly? I said we have to make the right choice. We should not be discouraged, because making the right choice can only take us out to a place of victory in this unending spiritual warfare. It is spiritual because this battle takes place in the realm of the mind. And it is unending because throughout our lifetime, we continue fighting this battle of the thoughts. Amen. Don't forget the title of our message, Capture Your Thoughts for the Glory of God. Tell your neighbor, capture your thoughts for the glory of God. Yes. The Bible says, a man's life is what his thoughts makes it. In other words, our life will always go to the level of our thoughts and our words. What become of many people today as a result of the thoughts in their hearts? What have your thoughts made you? What have your thoughts made you? Remember, great thoughts produce great decisions, and bad thoughts produce wrong decision. Amen? Did you hear me clearly? Great thoughts produces what? Great decisions. But bad thoughts produces wrong decisions. And because our mind is the realm of desires and feelings, the Bible advises us in that book of Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23. It says, guard your heart, for out of it springs the issues of life. Amen. Are you guarding your hearts? Are you? Guard your hearts, for out of it springs the issues of life. That is to say, we must guard against negative thoughts. We must guard against negative thoughts in our hearts. Now, if you find yourself still struggling to overcome the negative thoughts that goes through your mind with little or no success, please don't give up. Tell your neighbor, don't give up. I can't hear you. Tell your neighbor, don't give up. It's a constant battle. That is our Christian warfare. Here, that is where the battle is. So when you are struggling to overcome the negative thoughts that passes through your minds every day, don't give up. Because there is a way out. Tell your neighbor, there's a way out. What is the way out? Manage your mind. Manage what? Manage your mind. You have to manage your mind, because what happens in your mind would happen in time. The management of our heart and each thought is fundamental to our faith and holy living. And this mind management is all about meditation in the Word of God. Tell your neighbor, meditation in the Word of God. And that is the reason God has inspired the man of God, Prophet TB Joshua, to give us the faith bracelets so that you can have something on the outside that will connect with the one on the inside. I mean, as you count your faith on the outside, you speak to God with your heart. You count with your hand and talk to God in your what? In your heart. Oh, Holy Spirit, take more of me and give me more of you. Oh, Holy Spirit, take more of me and give me more of you. More of your love, more of your joy, more of your peace, more of your kindness, more of your goodness, more of your faithfulness, more of your self-control. Now, as you continue to meditate in the Word of God, you see yourself overcome all the negative thoughts in your heart. Amen? Amen. Can you see? It's like someone who knows what it means to fight the spiritual battle. Even as you are listening to this message, you count your faith. Oh, Holy Spirit, take more of me and give me more of you. By so doing, we are able to capture our thoughts for the glory of God. And when you capture your thoughts for the glory of God, wow, you have captured all. And God can begin to direct your steps. When we say meditation, by definition, it is a practice of thinking deeply in silence. Meditation brings revelation. Amen? Meditation brings what? It is a practice of thinking deeply in silence. And it is this process that brings about the development of God's word in our hearts. Therefore, the word of God becomes the object of our meditation. And as you continue to meditate in the word of God, that is, as you allow the word to come into your heart through openness and hunger for that message, you will soon discover that the word will dominate your heart and influence your conduct and your behavior. Amen? And when that happens, it gives birth to faith in our hearts. And when faith stands, we are linked up with God. When faith stands, you are what? You are linked up with God. That means you begin to operate in the dimension in which God Himself is operating. What dimension? That means you begin to operate in the supernatural, in the spiritual, I mean, in the new realm above the senses. And when that happens, that is when you can act with God and know God's opinion about yourself and about others. Amen? Amen. So, the word of God becomes part of us when we constantly meditate on the word. And that is why my mentor, Prophet TB Joshua, says, meditation in the word of God is a visit with God. Meditation in the word of God is what? A visit with God. What does that mean? The word itself is our contact with Him. And the word itself is his contact with us. Amen. Now, the great thing that the Lord looks at and requires in a man is our hearts. Amen? Is our what? Our hearts. That is why our minds must be made spiritual in order that it should be at its best for God. And in order to overcome at all times as Christians, our minds must be pure, alive, and strong at all times. Therefore, as a Christian, whatever you say or do, if it does not proceed from your heart, it is not from God. Neither can it glorify God. Tell your neighbor, capture your thoughts for the glory of God. I can hear you. Capture your thoughts for the glory of God. You see, even in our Christian life, in our prayer life as Christians, oftentimes many people are frustrated in their faith because of many unanswered prayers. Amen? Many people are frustrated in their faith because of what? Many unanswered prayers. The Bible makes us to understand that our prayers will remain ineffective as long as they proceed from an impure heart. That is, a heart that is full of worldly considerations. Remember, we said a man's life is what he thinks about all day. Amen? Amen. A man's life is what? What he thinks about all day. So our prayers will be ineffective as long as they proceed from an impure heart. A heart that is filled with grudges. A heart that is occupied with offense. A heart that is full of hatred. Deep hurts against your neighbor. When this happens to you, there is trouble. Tell your neighbor there is trouble. There is a hindrance. I mean, there is an obstacle. And only meditation in the Word of God that can overcome this obstacle. Praise the Lord. Meditation in the Word of God is the only thing that can do what? That can overcome the obstacle. That can remove that obstacle and take you there. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Huh? There's so much quietness. Doesn't mean the message is working. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, it is only meditation in God's word that can remove the obstacle and take you there. Where? Take you where? Of course, to the prayer realm. In case you don't know, there is a realm for prayer. And until you enter that realm by meditation, until you enter that realm of prayer by meditation. Anytime you kneel down to pray, in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you. I need this, I need that. Bless me, Lord. Heal me, deliver me. Unless you enter that realm of prayer by meditation, when you pray, you would hear yourself very well. People around you would hear you, but God will not hear. Amen? God will not hear. Why? Because of what we are talking about. The Bible says, in heaven, our thoughts speak louder than our words. I repeat, God will not hear because all those words we are saying in prayer does not go so far as our thoughts. Our thoughts in heaven, our thought speaks louder than our words. And when God does not hear you, what happens? You know what happens. Amen? Amen. God will not hear because there is no connection. Tell your neighbor there is no connection. There is no link. I mean, no network signal. Amen? I hope you understand what I'm saying now. Because there is no network signal. Okay, if you don't know, I'll tell you. There is also spiritual network signal. Spiritual network signal. If you don't know, remember, why is it that sometimes you pray and you don't receive an answer? Amen? Amen. If we are careful enough, it's a pity that we don't often hear that voice that replies us when we pray without an answer. When we pray with a heart full of worldly consideration, offense, and grudges, we don't often hear that voice that speaks back to us and say, the person you are trying to connect is not available. Please try again later. Amen? When you kneel down to pray and your prayer does not reach there, check the content of your heart. There is a voice that always speaks back to us, but we don't often hear. It's a pity. The person you are trying to connect cannot be reached at the moment. Please try again later. And many people keep trying and trying and trying until they are frustrated in faith. Hallelujah. Don't let your case be like that. Therefore, capture your thoughts for the glory of God. Because of time, I would like to draw this message to a close. In conclusion, sin is the disease of the soul. Tell your neighbor, sin is the disease of the soul. And from this message, we understand that sin is caused by negative thoughts, which are engineered by the devil. Therefore, the best antidote against the poison of these negative thoughts, or call it corruptible thinking, is meditation in the Word of God. Meditation in the Word resettles God's Word in our hearts. And when the Word of God is settled in your heart, what happens? The Holy Spirit uses that word to bring peace to your heart. Amen? I mean, when the word is settled in our hearts, it becomes an instrument for the Holy Spirit to use to bless us, to heal us, to deliver us, and to save us. Amen. Now, as you continue to meditate on the Word of God, the Word refreshes your mind and renews your strength. And when your mind is refreshed and your strength is renewed, you begin to take your proper position and possession in Christ Jesus. That means only those who allow the Word of God in the midst of your hearts have breakthrough. Because by thinking the thought of Christ, we have the power of Christ. Power to overcome our weaknesses, our limitations, our shortcomings, our bad habits, and of course, power to overcome every, tell your neighbor, every circumstance that comes our way in life. Like Paul says in that book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. He says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Remember that Christ and the Word are one. In other words, I can do all things through the Word of God in my heart that gives me strength. And Jesus says in the book of John chapter 15, verse 7, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it shall be done to you. Say hallelujah. So, capture your thoughts for the glory of God. Our thoughts have presence. Our thoughts, very important to our Christian life. The management of our hearts and each thought is fundamental to our faith and holy living. So finally, I want you to have this as your takeaway. Take your pen and paper. Have this as your takeaway. Because many times we do ask, how does faith come? Forget about the definition of faith. We have a million definitions of faith. But what is definition when we don't know how the faith comes? How does faith come? So take this important quote of my mentor, Prophet T.B. Joshua. It cannot be more summarized than this. So you take this home. Faith comes when the Word of God prevails over the thinking processes. Did you get that? Faith comes when the Word of God prevails over what? Over our thinking processes. I leave you here in faith. And I hope we'll meet again in faith in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus.